Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning from the BTR studios. Jeff Wirtz back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. A rough night last night. You know, and anyone that has listened to this show long enough knows that I love a great pitcher's duel. I love a fantastic pitcher's duel. So last night, you'd think that I was in absolute heaven. You look at this scoreboard and think that I was in absolute heaven. Well, in all honesty, this game just sucked. It was bad for not just the night. It was bad for the game of baseball. It was just an ugly, ugly game last night. And we mentioned yesterday that after so many innings, they should go to a home run derby. I said this last night, and I'll say it again. A home run derby wouldn't have done them any good last night because no one could hit anything. And give credit to the starting pitchers in this game. But after that, it was just ugly. Let's just be flat out honest. Other than one guy in this game, the Royals didn't come. They did not come to play. Other than Danny Duffy, who once again just was a stud, just an absolute stud in this game. I mean, calling Danny Duffy a stud is kind of old news, but man, he showed up again last night. 5 strikeouts, allowed 4 hits over 7 1/3 innings. His ERA now 1.32. 1.32. That's amazing. However, the other side that is it's just bad. It's just flat out bad. The offense for the Royals this year is not good. You look at the averages. You look at the team batting averages for these guys. Lorenzo Cain comes in at 340. Awesome. This early in the year, 340 is consistent. 340 is what you expect. 340 is what you need from a hitter, from your 3 hitter this early in the season. But then you go to your 4 hitter. And I called him out yesterday, and I'll say it again. A terrible night for Eric Hosmer. Eric Hosmer wasn't even close to the ball 90% of the time. He was not even in the same realm as the ball a couple of times at the plate. Did manage to get on base a couple of times via walk. But just good. 193 his average now. The two cornerstones of this offense, the two guys, two of the three guys that you know you can count on, that you think you can count on, Eric Hosmer and Alex Gordon. Eric Hosmer, 193. Alex Gordon leading off, 197. It's time to take Alex Gordon out of that leadoff spot. It is time to get him out of there and do it as quickly as possible. The best part of Alex Gordon's night is how many pitches he saw. He saw the highest number, the team's highest number of pitches last night, and that's what you need as a leadoff guy. You need to work the count a little bit. You need to see a couple of pitches. He saw 30 pitches last night in his 5 at-bats. he saw 30 pitches. He only had one hit in those five at-bats, but he saw 30 pitches. That may have been the bright spot, and that might be the underrated stat of the Royals night, but otherwise it was just not good. 13 innings of no hit ball, 12 and a half innings of no hit ball. Finally, in the 13th, the Rangers able to scratch across the run, shutout baseball, not no hit, shutout. Finally, Delino DeShields gets the hit in the bottom of the 13th after Joey Gallo was able to get a leadoff double. Shields gets in that run via a single to left, and the Rangers would win the game 1-0. The loss going to Travis Wood in this game, he goes an inning and a third, gives up those two hits in the 13th inning, and loses his first game of the year, in 1 1/3 of an inning. Danny Duffy, as I said, 7 1/3, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts. He was good in this game, just got nothing from this offense. And I don't know what to say about this Royals team right now. They have to figure something out, or it's going to be a big, long, troublesome year if these bats don't get going. After the game last night, the bats were actually at the press conference. Here's what the bats had to say about their effort and what they are feeling right now. These bats are asleep, guys. They're flat out asleep. All right, let's move across the parking lot. And the NFL schedule released yesterday, and exciting news for the Kansas City Chiefs as they get the start of the season kicked off. They are the Thursday night game that had been kind of mentioned the last few weeks now. Last couple of weeks, at least, they had been rumored to be that opening game, and that's exactly what it will be. So reason to celebrate for the Chiefs, yet still go to New England. So kind of cool to see the Chiefs at that time getting the recognition they deserve. But, man, they get served up to the Pats right away. And who knows? Who knows? September 7th. Is a long way away. Still a lot to get through in this offseason. However, the Chiefs do get some big time respect in this schedule. You look at the schedule, and I posted that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. There are six evening games, six prime time games for the Kansas City Chiefs. This stacks up really well. It shows that the nation now cares about the Kansas City Chiefs. It shows that the NFL knows that the nation wants to see the Chiefs. Along with that that Sunday night game, the with the Chiefs and Patriots, they also have games the Thursday night game between the Chiefs and the Patriots. They also have evening games. The 7:30 start on ESPN, the Monday night game against the Redskins, that one at home. They turn around the next week and actually play on Sunday night, so they get a short week there. But they take on the Texans on Sunday night. They also have evening games against the Raiders, and that a Monday night game as well. They have an evening game against the, Thursday night game against the Raiders, and a Monday night game against the Broncos. So overall, six games in prime time, non-league games, non-conference games. They take on, they travel to the Cowboys. They face the basically the NFC East. For the non-conference schedule. They face the Eagles, Redskins, at the Cowboys, and later on in the year, they also take on the New York Giants. By week 10, that comes November 12th is the bye week for Kansas City. Again, we posted the schedule on the Facebook page. Check it out. I think this team has a chance. I really like how the schedule stacks up, especially where they play teams. Other than that trip to New England, you get a trip to Las Vegas, you get one to Dallas, you get one to the Jets, the Giants. In 3 weeks, in a three-week span, they go to the Jets and the Giants. In a three-week span, they're in late November, early December, so there will be a lot of time in New Jersey for the Kansas City Chiefs. But again, the schedule posted at the on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans, and have that posted. Let me know what you think. I think this is a 12-14. I really do. I like the schedule. I think it's even a 13-3 team. If things hold up, I really, really like the Chiefs schedule and the way it runs down, the way it stacks up. I really, really like, and having a bunch of late home games is also a big time boost. They have in the last two months of the season, they have four of their last seven at home. So a very nice thing to have there for Kansas City. I think this is a 13-3 team. I really do. I really, really do. All right, we'll move to the playoffs now. In the NBA last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers erase a big-time deficit. They come back and make a big-time rally, and they get by the Indiana Pacers last night, a record-setting rally last night for the Cavs, and they get the 119-114 win over the Patriots. LeBron James, 41-13-12 for his night. And again, Cleveland gets the 119-114 victory. They now lead that series 3-0. The Milwaukee Bucks blow out, and I mean blow out, the Toronto Raptors last night. At halftime of this game, it was 57-30. They blew out the Raptors. 104-77. Chris Middleton with 20 points for the Bucks. They now lead that series 2-1. And in the late game last night, it was Memphis getting back into their series with the San Antonio Spurs with 105-94. When Mike Conley, the leading scorer for the Grizz, 24 points for him. And again, Memphis gets the 105-94 victory. That now 2-1 in favor of the San Antonio Spurs. In the NHL last night, 4 on the ice. It was the Rangers leading now their series 3-2 after a 3-2 win over the Montreal Canadiens last night in overtime. The Penguins, some big points last night after getting pounded in game 4. They come back and get the 5-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets last night, and Pittsburgh wins that series. They advance to the next round with the 4-1 series win over the Blue Jackets after the 5-2 victory last night. And in overtime, it was the Edmonton Oilers getting by the San Jose Sharks 4-3. They get the lead now in the series. The final game of the series, final game of the night, and hats off. Hats absolutely off to the Nashville Predators. They get the victory over the Chicago Blackhawks last night. That is the 8 defeating the 1, sweeping the 1 in that series. And it was after the game that really the heroicism happened, involving Twitter, involving the mascot for the Nashville Predators. His name is Nash. He tweets out, tweet game was strong last night by Nash. He tweets a picture out of the ESPN experts, quote unquote experts, three guys that you've heard of and a bunch of other ones you haven't. John Buchagras, Steve Levy, a bunch of guys that you've heard of. Anyway, in their preseason, or excuse me, the pre-playoff edition predictions, they all took the Blackhawks. Well, Nash posted that picture last night, and with the tweet saying, "Please stick to basketball and socialist issues because hockey isn't your thing. Worldwide leader in sports, my furry butt." Hats off to the Nashville Predators social media. Wow. Strong tweet game. Nash, awesome. Very, very nice. So congratulations to Nashville. They get the victory and they move on to the next round of the playoffs. Let's take a quick look at what we have going on tonight. First in the playoffs, three games going on tonight. One in the Eastern Conference and two out West. One in the Eastern Conference, it is game three between the Celtics and the Bulls. Bulls right now leading that series 2-0. This series shifts back to the United Center in Chicago. The Bulls now the home team. They take on the Celtics tonight at 6. That one on ESPN. The Rockets and the Thunder in game three of their series as well. The Rockets right now leading that series 2-0, but it goes back to Oklahoma City where the Thunder have to get a couple of games to even make this thing a series. Russell Westbrook, you can get all of the triple doubles you want, but if your team loses, they do not matter. And in the final game of the evening at 9 and on ESPN2, it is game three between the Clippers and the Jazz. That series, of course, tied at 1-1. So again, your games tonight in the NBA, Celtics Bulls at 6, Rockets Thunder at 8:30, and Clippers Jazz at 9. The first two being on ESPN, and that Clippers Jazz game switching over to ESPN2. In the NHL tonight, a pair of game fives tonight. It is the Maple Leafs taking on the Capitals tonight. That series tied at 2-apiece. And Boston taking on Ottawa. The Senators leading their series 3-1. So Boston facing a must win tonight as they take on the Ottawa Senators. All right, for the Kansas City Royals, as we close out today's show, I want to take a look at their pitching matchup tonight. They face a stiff challenge in Cole Hamels tonight for the Texas Rangers. He goes tonight, still has yet to get a win, has left all three of his starts. He has had some bad luck starts, has left all three of them with the lead, only to have it slip away from the Rangers late in the game. Has only made three career starts against the Royals. However, he's 2-1 in those starts. A 4.74 ERA against the Royals is Cole Hamels. So going to see an interesting matchup there. Can the Royals get any sort of offense going? That's what it's going to be. Can the Royals get any sort of offense going? They have Nathan Carnes going for them. Carnes unable to register a win or a loss yet this year. He will make his third start of the season after over the last game, giving up one run in his start on Saturday against the Angels. The Royals would eventually win that game, but he was not the winning pitcher and had, as the Royals got the late score to win that ball game. So again, Carnes versus Hamels tonight, Royals and Rangers coming up from Globe Life Park in Arlington. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday. We'll take a look at the entire weekend in sports, a lot of NBA, a lot of NHL, and, of course, Royals baseball down in Texas. We'll take a look at all of that coming up on Monday's show. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.